Unit 4, Lesson 2, Exercise 3. Listen to the audio passage again and identify the statements of Barua and Miss Emanuela Azu. Then, in the table below, put a tick for Barua's statements and a cross for Miss Emanuela Azu's statements.
Ford Foundation hosted on the final day of the African XT 2023 event on a panel of experts at the Landmark Event Center, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. The panel examined how social norms drive inequality and discrimination against women and girls and people with disabilities, leading to gender-based violence. Barua, a gender and development practitioner leading work on ending violence against women and girls on the West African Front for Ford Foundation, said in opening remarks that the session was to interrogate the influence of negative gender social norms and cultural practices on how women and girls are viewed in the society. It would also help us create a space to discuss and develop an understanding of how culture itself, religion, and even colonial norms help to place women in subordinate positions. One of the panelists, the director of programs for WODC, Ms. Emanuela Azu, said more so violation, particularly against women and girls, were man-made cultural practices infused into religion as well for validation. She said that one of the approaches by her organization, WODC, is to approach traditional custodians who have influence in communities to make them understand the implications of certain acts so that they can sensitize the people by themselves to reduce the incidence of GBV. According to her, the efforts to end GBV is a collective one that must involve traditional rulers, political stakeholders, law enforcement agents, and many others.